Hi, I'm Francina.
I'm Jackie.
And welcome to the Rest, Love, and Justice podcast.
This podcast is an inquiry into whether rest and love and justice can produce transformative social change. The dominant narrative is this overwork and this glorification of it, especially in the justice space. And here, we're going to question that notion.
Come sit with us as we meet our collective humanity and share stories around rest, love, and justice. It is our hope to create a shift that enables us to recognize that racial justice work is a human issue. It affects us all. So I am just so grateful that we get to record our very first podcast together. I feel like it's been in the making for a minute, and you guys get to be here with us in real time recording this love project.
I can't believe the day has actually arrived.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to the Rest, Love, and Justice podcast. So we're just going to start with our story, which I think is a great way to introduce you to the community that we're building together. And we're going to pretty much follow a format that is focused around our stories around rest, love, and then how those two components come together and influence how we show up in the justice space. So Jackie, let's start with you. Can you share what your story around rest is?
Yes, I can. My story with rest, you know, really comes from my parents, of course, my family unit. And my parents modeled rest by taking naps and really just letting their bodies relax. And there's just more for me to do in this space too. Like, how do I fully rest? And I remember learning when I was really young that my dad in his office would take a nap for 20 minutes every day, every afternoon, and kind of go against that grind culture in some ways. And also I was taught from my parents and also in culture that you can't rest unless you've overworked. So even though rest was role modeled with naps, it's still you only are deserving of rest if you do more and in order to produce more. I'm still in it of sorting out how to fully rest as a human without needing to just produce more.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. My story is kind of connected to where I came from. So I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. And some of you may or may not know that Zimbabwe was a British colony. Growing up, I never really witnessed my parents rest. I mean, the weekend would come and they would be working on their side hustles. My father had a day job working for the government. And then on weekends, he was welding things. My mother had things that she sold. She worked every Saturday. And then Sunday was like the one day we would get a day off. And, you know, people still did side hustle stuff. And so I feel like that really informed how I looked at rest. Rest was something that you had to earn. You had to be so exhausted that you couldn't do anything else. And then you rested. And if you had energy, you should be trying to figure out a way to make another income stream or something like that. So I would definitely say that my rest story has been influenced by colonialism for me, which has been sort of passed down from generation to generation, that we don't get to rest because Black people never made enough money growing up in Zimbabwe to make a living. And so to make a living, you had to work on the weekend, which, you know, as an adult, I feel like I am kind of butting that system and fighting against it, not wanting my own children to be swallowed by that narrative that we don't need to earn rest. Rest is part of our DNA. Like, we breathe. Rest is part of that. So, yeah, that's my story around rest.
Thank you. And your story around rest, how has it informed love for yourself and your community?
Well, it's been a journey for sure. I mean, my journey around, I do a lot of work with stillness. Some of you may or may not know, I have a tea company called Be Still Tea, and that is really informed how I meet myself on the regular. Like, if I am able to slow myself down enough to witness my life, to witness my own soul, how I'm feeling, checking in with myself, that all comes from a place of love for myself. I always say that we can only love other people to the degree that we love ourselves. And so if I am rested, I'm tangibly connected to where I am in space and what I need and recognizing that I can advocate for myself. So I definitely feel like my rest practice, how rested I am, influences how well I'm loving myself. There is definitely, I feel like, a propensity to kind of override when I'm feeling tired and just pushing myself. Especially as a mother, I feel like when my family needs something, I need to just keep going for them. But I have learned through my work with stillness that stopping and saying, I can't do this because I'm too tired, A, it's demonstrating love for myself, and it gives my children a model of what it would look like to love themselves well, that they can say no and find rest in their bodies as well. So it's definitely a work in progress. And if anyone out there is listening to this, you know, I definitely don't have it figured out. But it's a daily practice of witnessing yourself every day and figuring out how you can build rest into your practice. Because when you're rested, you will love yourself well. So how about you?
I mean, it's still a tough question. It's really tough. And I find in some of the communities I'm in, everyone's just trying to take care of everyone else.
Yeah.
And everyone's exhausted.
Yeah.
From just trying to care for all these other people. Yeah. And so when it really comes, when I really take rest, slow down.
Yeah.
I can absolutely be in community in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
In a fuller way and a more present way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still messy.
Yeah. I think that's an important piece that I think we really need to highlight here. It is messy. No one's got the secret sauce on, like, this is the way to do it, because everybody processes and metabolizes stress in their bodies differently, and let it be messy. Like, we're still figuring this out. When we started first working together, we talked about having, like, a weekly Sabbath, and I mean, the first week, I was like, okay, text me when you're taking a Sabbath. And we texted each other and said, I'm having a hard time finding one day to take off so I can rest.
We're like 2 hours on Thursday between 11 and 1. And then we're like, this isn't good enough.
Yeah, yeah. And I will say I kind of felt a little bit like a loser, because I'm like, how can I not find space to rest my body? How can I not create the space that I need to rest? And so the first week that we were going to, like, we kept each other accountable. The first week, I found 2 hours when I was trying to find a whole day. And she did the same. And then the next week, you know, she was like, okay, I think I'm going to do a whole day. I'm like, all right. I turned off my phone. And yeah, I think this is important. I think we should talk about this. Like, for me, like, turning my phone off was a big deal. And even though, like, I have kids and stuff, so, like, there was a part of me that had to keep turning it on to make sure that, like, you know, somebody didn't need something. But turning my phone off, not being on social media, not checking my email, and only having a list of things that were restorative was, like, the way that felt restful to me. So,
absolutely. And I can't really talk about rest and love without talking about Trisha Hersey, Rest is Resistance. Like, you gave me that book. And I didn't know what I didn't know about that. So I can't not mention her and her work and all the people that have supported her work. So if you haven't read that book, definitely do so. And it's not just a read, it's definitely a practice as well.
She also has just come out with a deck called the Rest Deck, which has been transformational for me. It's basically like cards that you pull out every day that kind of help you to stay connected to the rest practice, which really it has to become a practice, because in this overscheduled world that we live in, I feel like we just can just let our schedules be filled up with all the things that, you know, don't help us to rest. So, yeah.
Now we're talking about justice.
Yeah.
How has rest and love informed your work around justice, Ranzina?
Well, it's pretty straight to the point for me. If I'm not rested, I'm not loving myself well, which means I can't love my community well. And so for me, those two components together are essential for me to show up in my community with love for, and like as an advocate for justice, but also showing up in my own life, right? And so I really firmly, firmly believe that this movement to focus on rest so that we can love ourselves well means that we can show up in the justice space for ourselves as well as for our community. And it always ends up pointing back internally for me. It's like what I'm able to give for myself, what I'm able to stand up for myself, influences what I'm going to stand up for in my community. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I think this question is, there's a lot there for me as well as someone who's in a white body in this world too, that I do know I need to rest and also I need to allow others that are weathered by the white supremacy culture we live in to rest. Mm-hmm. So yes, I need to rest and I need to support the rest and care and restoration of others. So mm-hmm. it really has two sides to it that it doesn't mean I'm napping all day. It means I do come from a resource place and move and do the justice work I'm doing in this world and also allow others around me to rest that have not been able to access that because of the dominant systems we live in. And I just know that it seems impossible that rest could be our way out. Mm. And why not? Why not? That's why we're talking about this. That's why we're inquiring and asking these questions and having these conversations. It's like, what if it is?
Yeah.
And I know that means I do rest, and I know that means I help facilitate and offer rest to Black and brown people, to bodies of culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. I think that rest is the overlooked piece because exhausted people can do nothing for themselves, and they sure as hell can't do anything for anyone else out in the world. And if we can kind of create a movement or at least a conversation that we all sit with our own stories around rest and how important it is and how that rest is going to inform how we love ourselves and how that love for ourselves will inform how we love others in our community and being able to have the strength. Because, you know, a lot of times it's like people are confronted with a situation that is a little sticky, not okay, racist situation, and they don't even have the strength to step into the ring to say, hey, that's not okay. Right? Well, if you don't have the strength, what's going to help you get strength? It's rest. So anyways, I just am so grateful that we are starting this conversation, sharing with our stories around rest and recognizing that other people are listening to this podcast and you have your own stories. Let's keep this conversation going and we will, you know, be having other people, thought leaders, and just regular folk just coming on our podcast to talk about how they're maneuvering through this, you know, myriad of like how we incorporate rest and recognizing just how powerful rested people can be in the world that we're trying to change.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I love that.
Okay.
And that is our show for this week. This episode was produced by The City Music. As for me, I'm Jackie Gao, and thanks to my co-host, Francina Call.
May you move through this week embodying rest, love, and justice in ways that are meaningful to you and your community. Thanks for joining us today.
Peace and love.